Just a few moments past 4 o'clock. I'm Hannah. We are live from Historic Hotel Congress here on KXCI and delighted to welcome back to the show Amy Ray. She has been here before with the Indigo Girls in that context, but she has also had quite a solo career and released at least half a dozen albums under her own name. Right now, on the road, reflecting on songs from the album If It All Goes South. And she's joined by a lot of other great players. We're going to find out who they are once we give them a chance to get warmed up with a song. Whenever you are ready, folks, take it away.
Stuck behind a chicken truck. My baby's sleeping in the back, driving out the demons as the feathers blow on past. Burning up the sky to crackers in the summertime, dwelling on a cage while life flies by. Roll, Jordan, roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. Jackson, Jackson, all the way to that Mississippi town. Rivers haunts me, I swear he follows me around. Saw him riding with Christ's Calvary and the horses and the hounds, singing joy is thy victory at the revival picnic ground, and death is thy sting to be found. Only 16 miles to that Memphis jail, the sheriff tells me with a smile. He said, I've made 100 trips. It's quiet, you know I'm bored right now. Well, Mrs. Drew got down dancing with James Brown. She said in 63 I was a society queen. They said everything is fine, two crackers giving me the lowdown. But if it's trouble they want, if it's trouble they will find. Roll, Jordan, roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. Papa's got a all the way to that Tennessee town. Where Martin Luther haunts me, I swear he follows me around, singing death or is thy sting to be found. Dreaming till you can't. Cape Crusaders and hapless chance. Don't get caught squandering the good times, dwelling on a cage while life flies by. Roll, Jordan, roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. Roll, Jordan, roll. Accent, Jackson, all the way to that Mississippi town. Where Medgar Evers haunts me, I swear he follows me around. I saw him riding with Christ's Calvary and the horses and the hounds, singing joy is thy victory at the revival picnic ground. And death, where is thy sting to be found? I open my window, spring is on the blue. I'm burying the bones, I'm coming home, make me some room. I'm jumping on that joy train. Y'all make me some room.
You've been listening to Amy Ray live on the home stretch on KXCI, encouraging everyone to get on that joy train, which is rolling into 191 Tool this evening. They're on at 8 over there. No openers, so don't be late. Doors at 7. And so glad to have you back on the show. Welcome back to Tucson.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Okay. So shall we do some introductions briefly?
Sure.
Just giving credit to the other beautiful sounds.
Of course.
Room.
Yeah. We've been playing together over 10 years. Some of us, six. Our keyboard player who's playing accordion right now for this is Dan Walker. He's from Seattle. He's been with us about 6 years. Jim's playing drums. Jim Brock. He's from Charlotte, and Kerry Brooks is playing upright bass. He's also from Charlotte, and Matt Smith is playing dobro and banjo right now, and he's from Asheville, North Carolina. And then Jeff Fielder is playing guitar and dobro, and he's from Seattle, Washington. So, yeah, that's the band. We have a violinist named Adrian Carter as well, who's home for some family emergencies, but these are the guys that we've been traveling around for about 10 years.
Yeah. Very different than the Indigo Girls.
Yeah.
There's lots of them.
There's a lot of us.
And they're neither Indigo nor Girls.
No, but Jeff is going to be touring with Indigos this summer.
Oh, wonderful.
We're
going to
be playing a co-bill with Amos Lee out west, and then
fantastic.
A bunch of Melissa Etheridge shows on the East Coast.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, that sounds like a logical pairing.
It defies logic. It's so logical, actually.
So I was looking back through your catalog of your solo releases this morning as I was anticipating your arrival and thinking about the very first solo album you put out. I instantly loved because it was called Stag and it came out in 2001, and you had the Butchies backing you, and this was much more in like the punk rock vein there.
Yeah.
Tell me about what your solo work has meant to you over the years. I realize that's kind of a broad thing to say, but you started out with that Butchie and exploring, you know, maybe that hard rock side. You had wanted to explore that for a while. It seems like things are also more in the Americana and country groove here, not quite the same as what you do with the Indigo Girls. What do you receive creatively from having this other outlet that is not defined as Indigo Girls? And how do you make decisions about what you do with your creativity in that realm as opposed to, you know, the Indigo Girls is quite a large entity and all that.
Yeah.
And so you must have to kind of sort that out. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Well, when I started doing like the punk rock stuff, I had started an indie label in 1989 when we got signed, and I had some money and I just put out records by my punk rock friends. And there were a lot of people I just wanted to collaborate with, honestly. It was like the Rockateens, the Butchies, Josephine Wiggs, Joan Jett, just people in my life, you know, that I wanted to collaborate with. And so I did a few.
Who doesn't want to collaborate with Joan Jett?
That's true. So just a few records, like, to kind of get that out of my system. And then I was writing country songs, and I met Jeff, and he was playing with Lindsey Fuller, and it was kind of like the seed. I was like, oh, this is like the beginning of the new collaboration. And then I just kind of put together for the studio, you know, a band that to make Goodnight Tender, which was the first country thing. And it's just about collaborating for me. I just want to collaborate with different people that I'm in different situations with different kinds of music. And I love punk rock and I love country. They have so many similarities to me. And I think when I was listening to the Bloodshot catalog and reading Punk Planet out of Chicago, I was just like, yeah, there's a lot there with the populism of like Hank Williams and The Clash, you know, are very similar to me, and the Carter Family, and, you know, just kind of, and the Butchies were, I was a big fan of that band and Team Dresch. So they were very important to me. So being able to, they opened for the Indigo Girls for a while, and then we just got to be super good friends, and then we did stuff together. So, you know, it's just a lineage of people I love is what it is.
Right.
And it's different from Indigo Girls just because it's so small and indie, and we drive ourselves around in a van and play clubs, and it's a different thing.
Yeah.
You know?
So that spark that you get from outside collaborations, does that end up kind of informing and refreshing you to go back to Indigo Girls work?
Yeah, sure. And it gives me
muscles.
And it makes me better because I was leaning on Emily a lot for a long time for harmony arrangements and things. And when I did Stag and I started doing solo stuff, I really couldn't lean on her. So I had to really dig deep into figuring out, like, you know, teaching myself certain aspects of harmony singing that I wanted for the backup singing, and just, you know, chord progressions and tunings and different things that Emily had always been a very good informant for me. So it was good for me to get stronger and actually be a better partner for her. And it's just like a marriage, kind of, you know. I mean, I'm not advocating outside whatever, but It does work. I'll say that. In the music world, it works really well.
It was a healthy challenge to bring new tools back to the table. All right. Well, you are listening to Amy Ray. She is in town this evening. She's playing over at 191 Tool with this wonderful group of musicians. Whenever you feel ready, I would love to hear another song.
Sure. We're going to play a song called Subway that I wrote for a DJ friend of mine, Rita Houston, who passed away a couple years ago.
Yeah, we love Rita.
This is for her, and it's kind of, I knew her since the 90s, and she really helped a lot of us kind of be strong in our, in our whatever, ourselves. And this is like just from stories that some of her best friends told me when she was hospicing, and my own discovery of New York and all that. So we'll do this for Rita and for radio. All right. In the germinate shower, you flew away through Orion's sky, the maverick queen of our galaxy. Play these tunes I wrote for her, you and your golden ear and flair for words, and tell us how you hung the stars. 'Cause I am useless in this aging hour, the broken pipe dreams, skyline of water towers. I crave the night, can't shake it from my sight. You knew me every time, you knew me every time. On the way I fell for every mountain range, every endless sky, every painted pony plane, every arrowhead this kid could fly. But on the hoof I found New York, getting groomed for some big tour, holding hands with girls down the streets and avenues. Make it count in the music biz, and that's what you did. For me I am still wondering, 'cause I crave the try, I can't shake it from my mind. You saw me every time, you saw me every time. Don't take the subway, baby, let's just walk, we'd say, till our longing turns to day. Remember when Alphabet City was a wilderness to you and me, before Rudy had his way. And they kept it all shut down, from Jones Beach to the Mercury Lounge. After you left, it really hit the fan. So we took it to the streets, crying no justice, no peace. All for one, one for all, here comes the show. Amen. Turn on your radio. Yeah, we took it to the streets, 'cause freedom is not free. Don't take the subway, baby, let's just walk, we'd say, till our longing turns to day. Remember when Alphabet City was a wilderness to you and me, before Rudy had his way. This Georgia girl has got it bad for New York.
You've been listening to Amy Ray live in the KXCI studios here on the home stretch. I'm your host, Hannah. Thanks so much for listening. Amy Ray in town this evening playing over at 191 Tool at 8 p.m. There is no opener, so make sure you keep that in mind as you plan your evening. I think we're going to have time for one more song from them in just a moment, but Amy, I do have to ask you one more question before we get into that song. And you'll have to forgive me, but our listeners are also huge movie fans.
Oh, okay.
So you had quite the music sync experience last year when the Indigo Girls song Closer to Fine, a song from 1989, showed up in one of the biggest films of the year, Barbie. So I'm dying to know how that happened and how that process was for you to show up in such a pink and sunny blonde movie.
Man, it was, I mean, honestly, it was like one of those lucky things that happened.
Yeah.
You know, we got a call and they were like, we want to use Closer to Fine in the trailer for Barbie. And then, and when they told us that Greta Gerwig directed it, we were like, absolutely.
You're like, you know, phew, it'll be subversive.
Exactly. That's exactly what we thought. That's exactly what we thought. Because, you know, at first when you know what I mean.
But, yeah.
I mean, like, my kid was like, I was asking her about the movie, and she was like, well, the ad says if you don't like Barbie, you'll love this movie, so I definitely want to see it. I was like, you know, she's 10, she's feeling her oats. So, but yeah, it was just one of, they said the trailer, and then they said it might show up in the movie. They didn't know for sure, and then when we didn't know even when it was going to be in the movie. When we went to see it, we were like, "Well, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good spot in the movie."
Yeah. So, and then, like, I mean, I feel like at least a couple. Is it in the movie three times?
Yes.
Something like, yeah. That's amazing.
It's weird. I mean, this stuff just doesn't happen. Like, you can't try to make this
right.
kind of stuff happen.
Well, but it's also, I mean, aside from, you know, I'm sure that that's. A good fiscal situation. I won't pry at that, but you know, the way that song is utilized in the movie, it's, you know, someone's kind of having a bit of a spiritual existential crisis and sense of identity. It actually makes perfect sense once you think about it a little bit more. Isn't that kind of a little bit where that song came from way back in the proverbial day?
Yeah. I mean, Emily wrote it, so all credit to her, because she's always kind of got her finger on the pulse. She's like she's the hit writer, you know? And that song has, I mean, it's always been relevant for coming of age and realizing, you know, about the world, what your place in the world and, you know, your boundaries and the things that you still need to know and the people that are full of it, you know, who you don't need to talk, you know? And she wrote a ringer. You know, we were so young. I mean, I remember sitting outside this punk rock bar called the White Dot that we were playing at, because we played at punk rock clubs too. And she played it for me, and I was like, awesome. But we had no, you know, it was like,
awesome, someday they'll be in a Barbie movie. You know?
It's been, I mean, that song's carried us.
Yeah.
Like our whole career.
Yeah.
It just keeps reappearing. But this was the ultimate reappearance.
I think you've done plenty of other amazing things in between. but I see your point.
Well, you know, now it's like, you know, and you see young, I mean, we had more press about that than we've had in 20 years, you know, and then about that, I mean, literally, it was like crazy. I was like, wow, this is weird, you know?
Wow.
And then kids started coming just to hear that one song to the show, and it's the last song, so they had to sit through the whole concert.
Yeah, you know? You're like, kids, get ready.
Sorry, y'all, put on your seatbelts, because it's going to be a long night.
Well, I'm sure always worth the wait. I'm talking to Amy Ray. She is in town this evening, along with her amazing band, playing over at 191 Tool this evening. It is a 21 and over show. Doors at 7, show at 8. We have time for one more, if you've got time for one more.
Yeah, man. We're going to do a little gospel tune. All right.
Don't fear the gun, fear the man. That's what they taught me when I was young. Don't hate the sinner, hate the sin. I added up and it don't make sense. They dipped my head into the holy well to save me from the fires of hell, saying Jesus died so you could shine.
walk your talk, but when I walk, I stumble on what I say. How can my words be mightier when my fear gets in the way? They dip my head into the holy well. I held my breath, I was scared as hell. 'Cause Jesus died so I can shine, and you can't beat that deal. But the boyfriend at the football game, the teacher at the gym, they taught me how to hate myself. How could I shine? I cannot win. There's a battle cry from my insides. My moral compass, it is a mess. I'm bound to find out in the end that I failed their doggone test. They dipped my head into the holy well. They couldn't save me from myself. If Jesus died so I can shine, how come my light, it grows so dim? I fear the man, my insides I fear especially. I fear the boy walking down my road, even though I know he fears me. Because a bullet is a mighty thing, a teacher is a mighty thing.
You've been listening to Amy Ray live in the KXCI studios here on the home stretch. Amy and her band will be over at 191 Tool this evening. Again, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks. I love the station so much.
Y'all.
And you're so good. I'm not just saying that. You're so good.
Shucks. Well, thank you. I'll take it.
Yeah, take it.
I got to say, too, this is something that's making me very happy. You know it's a good sign. Everyone in this band is smiling right now. Y'all must like each other.
We do, actually. We really do.
That's great.
And we're on our third week in the van together.
Get on the joy train indeed. Dang, impressive. All right, I'm Hannah Levine. You're listening to The Home Stretch on KXCI. Also in town tonight over at the Rialto, this is Bully.